Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh wow, phezu komhlaba by Mnqobi Nxumalo, right here on Intimate Moments, the Marriage Counseling Show. I'm here with the Lwambuhas, who are discussing marriage issues, things to know before saying I do. And marriage is it's one of the most important things in life. If you choose wrong, that will affect you.
Absolutely. A lot.
And if you choose right, that will
affect you in a good way.
In a good way.
Yes.
All right. Our topic for today is things I should know before saying I do. We have spoken about the foundations of a strong marriage. What should individuals know about themselves before they commit? How can one tell if you they are emotionally ready or not? Now we are going to discuss about what is financial compatibility. Why is it such a big deal in discussing it, in communicating it before saying I do?
Well, a lot of marriages have ended because of finances. So it's a very important topic that is not popular. People don't like to talk about it. People, you can talk about anything else, but don't touch money. Don't touch my money. But it forms part of being one. I think people need to understand that when we say the two shall become one, people usually think, okay, one physically
in bed,
yes, but they don't know that that one includes the finances, that you need to be one. Your finances need to be one. So it's a very important a subject to talk about, but we should also not let it become the foundation or what determines marriage, the basis of marriage. What determines, it should not be a determining factor for choosing a partner or being with a certain person. So it's not about how much this one earns. They should earn this much or in this salary bracket. It's not about that. A lot of people now start to make finances, a marriage all about money. No, it's not all about money, but it is part of it, an important part of it that needs to be addressed. And that's where also honesty comes in. Transparency comes in. Expectations also come in that topic of finances, where we need to be open with each other to say, this is, you know, what I'm earning. This is what I'm making. We need to, because it's so sad that people only get to discover what their partners are earning at a later stage, or they don't even know what their partners are earning. You know, they're so divided when it comes to that part of marriage where people are hiding. But it should be open. You should know what I'm earning, what I'm bringing in. My partner should know what I'm bringing in. And it should be an open discussion that we work from. We should plan together. What are we going to do with our money? And I'm referring now to our own you know, what we practice. You know, a lot of couples have their own discussions around marriage, but this is what has been working for us. To say, bring in what you have. I will bring in what I have. Together, let's discuss what are we going to do with our money. It is our money. So then we sit down and discuss. It shouldn't be a one-sided thing where it's only one person that gets to decide what do we do with our finances. Because you don't know your partner's needs. Your partner has needs. But if they're not communicated, then they might feel isolated. They might feel financially abused. There is such a thing as financial abuse. So we need to be careful when we're dealing with finances, not to let the other one feel like they're not included. So it's an open discussion where you say, my needs are these. What are your needs? My needs are these. Okay, how do we cater to your needs? How do we cater to the needs of the children? How do we cater to the needs of the household? You know, so those conversations are important. And if not taken care of, then it's going to, it can lead to divorce.
You know, we make finances the foundation of marriage, and it's not. Finances are good. We need to discuss them, but let's not make it a pillar that sustains the entire marriage. We usually say to girls, we say, you know, I'm looking for a rich man who can take care of me. And we say, what happens when you meet the rich man and you marry them because they're rich, but then they lose their job? If you're married for money, when the money is no longer there, you will divorce.
Yeah.
Because the motivation to get married was finances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, to avoid financial incompatibility, we need transparency.
Yeah.
Do not hide finances from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're, and here we are talking about what we do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's no her money, my money.
Yeah.
It is our money.
Yes.
Mm. Even though we everyone has their own separate account.
Mm-hmm.
But I know exactly what she makes. She knows what I make.
Yeah.
She can go into my account if she wants to. I can go into her account. We're not hiding from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Money is so important that if one day one partner discovers that you've been lying to them about finances, she feels betrayed, or he feels betrayed and say, but you had all this money and you let
you
me
kept it from me.
Yeah.
Suffer, or you kept it from me. Why do we feel so betrayed, you know, when we are not told about? So if you want to be honest in marriage, finances must be also something we disclose openly.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we need to also understand what is compatibility. It's basically two things that are able to coexist without any conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to be compatible financially, it doesn't mean we earn the same salary. No.
Mm-hmm.
I can earn 50,000 and she earns 5,000, but we are financially compatible because we have identified and we have set clearly what her responsibilities, duties, who's doing what, who's doing this, you know. But and we are living comfortably because we're able to ascertain what are each other's responsibilities.
Yes.
You don't have to necessarily marry someone who makes as much money as you.
Yes.
It's not important.
And also, I raised the point of expectations. So when we are open and transparent about money, then you will not have someone else coming and say, let's buy a car. They're thinking there's money for a car because they are not. There's no transparency to say, okay, what do we actually have?
Yeah.
So they will come up with these things. Let's buy a car. But you're like, we can't afford to have a car. But you never set the person down to say, okay, this is where we are. And they can have a clear vision and set realistic expectations and know how to budget and know how to plan. And you need to do this together. Otherwise, you're going to sit with the problem where one wants certain things, thinking that there is money for it. That's what happens when you hide money. It can actually, you know, spiral into other things that can make you fight that were not there if it's not dealt with properly. And when we also speak about mental preparation, money is part of it. You need to prepare yourself mentally that now I'm accountable to somebody. With my money, I can't just go and decide that, oh, nice car, let me buy it. You need to now go back to your partner and say, hey, with our money, I'm thinking, should we buy a car? Should we? You're no longer able to just make your decision on your own to say, I'm going to go and buy this. I'm going to do. And that's why when we speak about preparation, we say, you remove the I and you replace it with we. You remove the me and you replace it with us. Not what am I going to do? It's about with this money. It's more about what are we going to do with this money. So part of mental preparation before you get married, make sure that you remove the I. The I, there's no place for I in marriage. There's no place for me in marriage. It's us. It's we.
And, absolutely.
And the finances topic is not an easy one to discuss.
No.
It's not.
People don't like touching on that.
It's too personal.
Yeah. It's very important to not be scared to ask.
Yes.
Don't be scared to ask anything before you say I do.
And you know that before you say I do, there are things that we are talking about, questions that we ask. How many actually ask about credit scores? When you are still dating, we stay away from that. And we encourage young people, when you're sitting down, ask him, what is your credit score?
Are you listed?
Are you blacklisted? Is there a judgment against you? Because in my head, I'm going to sit and say, okay, we're going to get married, then we'll buy a house. Can't you, you're marrying someone who's listed. And then you marry in community of property. When you apply for a house, they decline you, although she's got a good job. She's got a good job. You assume, we're going to buy a 5 million house. You get married, and you find out she's blacklisted. You never had that conversation. Now you get upset. Now we can't buy a house because of you. What are you owing? She, you know, it's a true word for shiny shoe that she never paid when she was in high school. So speak about that. And then you can say, okay, you are listed. Can we work on that?
Yes.
Let's learn, work on managing finances. Mm. Let's repay back your loan.
Yes.
Whether it's a study loan or a whatever loan. Mm-hmm. Let's work at paying back that loan so that when we get married, we can buy a house or buy a car or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That is what we mean when you say have serious conversations.
Sure. Yes.
Ask about finances. Yeah. Don't keep it and credit scores.
You, because you know his debt becomes your debt.
Exactly.
Yeah, her debt becomes yours.
When
you
we got married, we didn't know. You know, we got married. We didn't know that you need, if you want to buy a house in community or property or in partnership, then both our credit records should be good.
Yes. Mm.
We didn't know that. We just got in and said, no, we'll buy a house.
No, we're earning. We can afford it.
We can afford it. Mm. But you don't sit down and say, if we want a house that costs this much, what will the repayments be? You need to have a conversation and say, just because the bank says you are qualified or you are approved doesn't mean you can afford.
Yeah.
Because someone will say, but the bank has approved me.
Yeah.
And approval from the bank does not mean you can afford what the bank says you are approved. The bank wants to make money.
Yeah.
Yes.
They want money from you. So sometimes they will approve something, but you know very well that we can't afford that.
Mm.
We can't afford to send our kids to private school. But you say, no, I want a private school. So you end up sending your kids to private school, driving a German car, staying in and month end,
you are struggling. You are drowning in debt.
That will cause, can lead to divorce.
Yeah. Because there's no longer peace now in the house.
Now tell me, how do differences in religion or spiritual values affect marriage?
Well, I think from, you know, we are Christians, from a Christian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked. So my question now, I'm speaking to a young person. In fact, you're saying this is for young, for single people.
Yes.
No, this is for everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Even if you're married, you can discover something
too
that
late
needs to fix.
Yeah.
Because you can be a father or a mother listening to us, and your son or your daughter has brought someone who is not a Christian. What do you tell them? The Bible is very clear. We cannot mix. We cannot be unequally yoked. Because also, we refer back to our constitution, which is the Bible, the Word of God. The Bible speaks about, when two of you agree to ask me for anything, it shall be, you know. Where there's no agreement, forget an answer from God.
Sure.
Where there's no agreement, forget the healing, forget progress, forget breakthroughs, because there's no agreement. God says, he looks at these people building the Tower of Babel, and he says, if I leave them, they will fulfill, they will accomplish what they want to. Why? Because they are united.
Yeah.
Even though they were doing something wrong, but because they were united, they would fulfill what they wanted to fulfill. Now, if we are not united and in agreement as far as our beliefs are concerned, then we can forget about receiving answers from God. I will say, let's go and fast and pray. She says, I don't, what is that? I don't believe in that. You can go and pray by yourself. So I will be, in a spiritual context, I will be closing doors spiritually, and she will be opening doors, because we're not in agreement and alignment. The child will be sick. In our household, when the child is sick, the first thing we do is not think of the doctor.
Yeah.
It's prayer.
Yes.
We agree. We pray for them. We anoint them with oil. There's Holy Communion. Now your partner's like, and then? Holy Communion, what is that? Anointing oil, what is that? Because we don't believe in the same things. We need to make sure that our beliefs are aligned to the Word of God. And if we are not sharing the same beliefs, then there's no, we have no business marrying.
I think
it's one of those deciding factors when it comes to marriage, especially for us Christians. And it's so sad that young people are willing to compromise when it comes to that. So they will say, no, it's okay. I believe in God. I'm a Christian. He's not. I will get him to God. You know, I will save him. He will convert because I'm a Christian. He loves me. And yes, sometimes it will happen that someone will act as if they want to convert, but just to get you, because they need to speak your language.
Yes.
They'll tell you, yes, I go to church. Yes, I know God. But when you actually look deeply, there is no relationship that they have with God. So young people or anybody, you need to be very careful when making this decision to say, okay, is this a Christian? Don't put yourself in a position where you're the one who's going to convert somebody. Because what can happen is now they can end up converting you.
Yeah.
You're saying, no, I'm going to convert them to become a Christian.
We've seen that.
But they pull you down where you are. So we usually say don't compromise on this one. It's one of those deal breakers.
It's a deal breaker. If we are Christians, it's a deal breaker. We cannot be unequally yoked. Don't say no, I will change them, because you will not. Don't say that we'll see when we get there. No, you make sure. You know, there are some religions that will tell you, if you want to marry our daughter, you must convert. And they force you to convert before you marry them. So why are we so, as Christians, why are we so compromising?
We compromise.
Those religions we will tell you. And we've seen cases where the man, we know of a case where the man was a Christian, the lady was another religion, and they told the man, you will not marry our daughter until you convert. And you know what? The man converted.
Oh my
word. The man converted because they were not willing to compromise. But it's frustrating and sad that Christians are so easygoing, so compromising. It's okay.
We take our religion seriously.
We will see. We don't take our relationship with God seriously.
And in a lot of cases, we find that now they end up being cold. So they end up being lukewarm. It starts with first, no, I'll come to church. No, we stay far. No, I'm busy with work. That's when you start seeing that, okay, now they're the ones who are being pulled out. They're no longer hot for the things of God.
It's a non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable for us. Even our children, when they are ready for marriage, we'll tell them, I'll tell them what my dad told me. When I said I met someone, the first question he asked is she born again? Does she have a relationship with God? When I said yes, he's like, I don't care whether she's white, black, pink or yellow,
as long as
our beliefs are aligned, you're good to go.
Yeah, on that note of deal breakers and red flags, let's just get into it. What are some red flags that should never be ignored before marriage?
So the first one is spiritual.
Spiritual. We just spoke about it.
We just spoke about it.
Where it's not even going to be a matter of let's see. But there's a lot of things where people also, you look at the character of the person, you know. And we often say that don't be too quick to cut the dating season to get into marriage, because it allows you to also be able to see the red flags. It's within that time where you see, is this person, how does this person react when they're upset? How does this person take things in? Is he a person that holds on to things and is not forgiving? And sometimes you even see the way his relationship with his family is, for example. Is he forgiving when there's an issue? Is he easily forgiving, or he holds grudges? I'm no longer going there. I'm no longer talking to that person. It allows you to see the person's character, his relationship with his friends. How does he interact with his friends? Does he have lasting friendships? Or he meets someone today, oh no, that one is no longer my friend.
And he's not talking to anyone in the family.
We're not going to that aunt. I don't want to see that. Those are the red flags that shows that this person cannot maintain relationships. There must be something wrong. There's no way that everybody can find a problem with you and you don't have a problem with anyone. So those are red flags, because you'll get into marriage and that's exactly what's going to happen. Storms will arise in marriage. How is he going to handle that? Is he going to be the type that says, okay, I'm not talking to you for 2 weeks? Will you be able to handle that? But those red flags were there during the dating season and you chose to ignore it and not deal with it. The silent treatment in marriage, 2 weeks.
You know, we say that marriage exposes what you've been hiding in the dating season. Marriage will expose the things that you were hiding in your heart. Marriage will expose your true character. It amplifies things. So if you're a selfish person, trust me, in marriage we will really see that selfishness. That selfishness. Marriage exposes us. You know, like we say, I heard someone say that finances don't change you. They just expose what you've always been. When I say marriage doesn't change us, it exposes what we've always been. So imagine discovering this person in marriage. So we spoke about spiritually. We spoke about relationships.
Yes.
Someone who is not able to maintain relationships. Mm-hmm. Another one is emotionally. Someone who gets upset easily, gets angry easily, and violent person. When they get angry, they have outbursts. Be careful. If he gets angry and he's pushing you while you're dating, trust me, in marriage he will punch you. In marriage he will stab you.
Oh, yes.
In marriage he will kill you. So you look out for those things. Accountability. A person who is not accountable to anyone will not be accountable to you. He goes out anytime, comes back anytime. No, when someone calls him on the phone, he's like, leave me. I'll come back when I want to. You must understand that if you are running away from accountability before you get married, because your parent or the person you're staying with is always watching over you. In marriage, there's no freedom. There's accountability.
Yeah.
So you must watch out for that. Is this person accountable or not?
Yeah. Insecurity. Somebody who is insecure. First of all, insecure about themselves.
Sure.
It can even start, go as far as insecure with the way they look. Somebody who's insecure in terms of, in the marriage. This will lead to a lot of things in marriage. Even the simple things of where are you going? Who are you going to be with? You never told me. So it's somebody that, people that are jealous, they're insecure. So you need to look out for that. Where you can't even move, they need to know where you are. Yes, unless somebody's checking up on you. It can happen to say, okay, where are you? Are you safe? Yeah. Okay, I'll see. But there is that kind of, checking up that is not normal. It's little things that you pick up.
Yeah.
He does not want you to be with certain people. He does not want you to be with family. You must just be with him. Because now he feels secure that you are here.
Yeah.
And that... it comes from things that were not dealt with before. He's insecure because of something that happened. Insecure because somebody cheated on him. And they never dealt with that. Now they're bringing it in marriage or in your relationship. Sure. It should be a sign that this person is suffering from something.
But we're not saying that when you see a red flag, run away. Please.
Yeah. No.
Let's be careful here.
When you
see a red flag, work it is good it. You saw it so you can address it.
For example, the insecurity thing. If you identify that this person is insecure, what is the problem?
Yeah.
What got him to be insecure? Maybe it's a relationship where they were cheated on. Speak about it. Get counseling. Get over it. Then we know that we're getting into marriage and we've eliminated that part of his life.
Absolutely.
Now, what are some of the deal breakers that people tend to overlook when they're in the dating stage?
Abuse.
Abuse. Yes. Definitely.
Abuse is a big thing. Where people are saying, no, he will change. When we get married, marriage will change him. As my husband, he will learn to love me more. Things will get better. No. Abuse is one of those, is a deal breaker for me. I don't think that God will see you into a marriage that will kill you.
No, that is
not the purpose of marriage, for you to end up in a body bag. God has established marriage so that it may honor him, it may glorify him, that you may be happy in your marriage, not abused, definitely. So for me, abuse is one of the deal breakers and a red flag that people overlook. And then inside, if he punches you in the marriage, it did not start in the marriage. It started maybe with a push when you are dating. It became a slap. Now in the marriage, with the storms of marriage, now it becomes more. It's a punch. It's a kick. It's hospitals. It's not what God wants for his children in the marriage.
So when you are dating, don't just be lovey-dovey. Ask these questions.
And observe.
Ask and observe. Open your eyes.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that love is blind. We misunderstand when we say love is blind. What is no, love is not blind. Love sees. But when you are blinded by love, you choose not to see what your partner is showing you. So when you are blinded by love, your partner might be abusive, but you choose not to see. You ignore it and say he's going to change. And by the way, when we speak about abuse, we usually jump to physical abuse. No, there's also emotional abuse.
True.
There's financial abuse.
True. Mm-hmm.
There's abuse in many other sectors. But someone who's able to abuse you physically can definitely also abuse you emotionally, financially, and so forth. We usually say that the words hurt more than punches.
Yes.
But yes, if you go to the police station and say, he's abusive, abusing me with his words, they won't take you seriously, right? Mm. But abuse with your words leaves scars that hurt, that last longer than abuse with a punch. So we must understand also, as far as deal breakers, that abuse is on different levels.
Not
just physical abuse. And you must be very observant when you are dating.
Yeah.
Open your eyes and see what's happening.
Ah, so young person, don't just be busy with the content, because it's all about that now.
Hey. You know, we are so concerned about what we see.
Yeah.
But what makes a marriage work or relationship is not what we see.
Yeah.
It is what we don't see.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the things that we don't see are the things that sustain a marriage.
Yes.
The things that we see do not sustain a marriage.
Sure.
Here I'm talking about financial things that we see, physical things that
it's
we see,
the trips,
the beauty, the trips. Those are things that we see. Do not let things that we see attract you to marry someone. Look for the unseen things. And for you to discover those, and I use the word discover because you need to search for them.
Sure.
You need to look for those
things. My word. Let us quickly go to once more six, saying here on our knees.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You are still listening to Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Maqabuka. We are dealing with the marriage issues here on Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for joining us. To our guest, oh my word, I wish we can sit the whole day and discuss and talk. And it was a good conversation. I enjoyed it a lot. Any last words from you?
Well, from me, my last words would be do not skip the preparation season. No matter how long it takes, know that every step of it is yourself equipping yourself for marriage. And I always say that the preparation season, for me, for people who like to cook like me, it's like when you're preparing a recipe. You know, you have different stages of the recipe. You have your ingredients.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have the right ingredients. Isn't it that when we don't have the right ingredients, you will go to the shop. If a recipe says you need flour, eggs, and sugar, and you don't have the eggs, you will go out and get the ingredients so that you have the complete ingredient, so that whatever recipe you're making will turn out the way it's supposed to.
Wow.
So it's the same when you're preparing for marriage. If you know that you don't have the right ingredients, work on yourself. Work on getting the right ingredients, patience, kindness. If you know that you're not a patient person, that's an ingredient that you are missing. Go out and get it. Make sure that you are prepared. After that, we have preparation time on the recipe. And you know, we have different preparation time for different kinds of meals. You know, if you want a steak, you'll not have the same preparation time as a sandwich. A sandwich is 15 minutes, then you've got your dish. Steak takes a bit more, an hour, you know. So a lot of people, they skip that preparation stage. They're in a hurry. You know, God is preparing a steak, a marriage that's like a steak, but you're in such a hurry. You're so desperate to get married that you miss your preparation time. You cut it short. And that is why we end up with people that have marriages that are half cooked, because they compromised on the preparation time. They were quick to get out of it and just get that meal, and the steak is still raw. You need to, you know, it can be 1 year for you. It can be 2 years for you. It's not a race. It's not about who's going to get there first. No. It's about doing it right. Mm. So that when you're in it, you know that you are here to stay in it. And lastly, when you have a recipe and there's something that you don't understand, you go back, we call mom, you gave me a recipe. I'm not understanding. Did I maybe miss something? And mom will say, uh-oh. How many eggs did you put? You were supposed to put one more. You know, you left out the flour. But who is the one in charge of the recipe of marriage? It's God. So when you don't understand something about this recipe of marriage, go back to God. Sure. He's the one that created this institution. Wow. He will give you clarity. He will tell you what you are missing so that at the end, you have a marriage that glorifies God.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I think... you know, to all those who are listening, if you are married, I want to encourage you to stay in it. Make a decision to stay in your marriage. The devil attacks marriages because the devil is afraid of marriages. Marriage scares the enemy because it is a plan of God to take over the world, to rule the earth. When we are united, it scares the devil. Because he knows that God will do anything for united people. When we are united, we can accomplish anything. That is why the devil is attacking marriages. Marriages also emulate the Trinity. Christian marriages, at least. It is God. It is the man, wife, and God. And Trinity scares him. He knows that if we are together and our marriage is based on biblical values, we're going to have kids that fear the Lord. When we have kids that fear the Lord, we have marriages that fear the Lord, we have communities that fear the Lord, we'll have countries and nations that fear the Lord. And the devil is attacking that. That is why he's dividing marriages. Do not allow the enemy to divide you. Marriage is beautiful. If you are single, it is beautiful as long as you marry right. And how do you marry right? Seek the Lord and seek counsel from the Lord and those who did it before you.
Amen.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We were foreigners right here on Intimate Moments by Katleho Sewobi. We are discussing marriage issues. In fact, we are done. If you have just joined us, you have missed a lot. But fortunately, you can always go to our website and search the our podcasts and the date for tonight's show. You will get everything. And also, you who have been listening, if you want to listen to it over and over and over again, you can always do that. Go to website, podcast Intimate Moments, and search tonight's date. I had a great time. It has been beautiful. Our topic for today was things to know before saying
I do. And our beautiful guest pour out everything that they had. Thank you so much to the Luambos for opening your hearts and sharing your journey with us. And to you, our family, our listeners, I hope you enjoyed tonight's conversation and you learned a lot about marriage. It's not just about the wedding day. It's about building life together. It takes love, patience, understanding, and a shared vision. You have to know yourself, know your vision, know what you want, know what you don't want, know the purpose that God has brought you for here on earth. Everything you know about yourself will direct you to the right partner. Before saying I do, take the time to truly know each other, talk about the real things, and prepare your hearts for the road ahead. From me, Amanda Maqabuka, thank you so much. And we are closing off with a song saying no one greater, right here on Intimate Moments every Fridays from 10 till 12. We are here. Please make sure you invite your friends and everyone. Sipokazi Galeni, no one greater. Goodbye and have a blessed weekend.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. OpenView 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.